good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. The number is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website again at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and make sure to join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show. You'll get announcements about our blog, our newsletters, updates on the law, of course, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, by the way, check your checks, because condo and HOA crime continues. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, so you were on TV again this week, and you were on the radio here during the morning show.
I didn't even know that. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, with yet another story about condo crime. But this time, it was allegedly done by a manager.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I don't know what's like in the water lately, but in the past few months, I've been involved in condo or HOA crimes where managers and our board members have walked off with about $750,000. As a matter of fact, last night I was at a function in Broward County, and I happened to run into another attorney who's very prominent in this area. And her attitude also was, you know, in the last couple of years, you know, there's been only a few of these cases, but all of a sudden they're starting to, like, rack up now like crazy. What is going on, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the funny thing about all of them is when people find out what's been going on, it's been going on for months, if not years.
Right. Which exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I guess people just don't care until, you know, they notice a change in their bill, like their monthly assessments, and then I guess start inquiring about why the bills have gone up, and it's because someone's stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's going on a lot more than we know about.
I don't have a doubt. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if we're catching just a small fraction of the wrongdoing, can you imagine the dollars that we're talking
Unbelievable.
About?
Unbelievable. Yeah. So it's, you know, a shame it's not caught earlier. Why is that?
You know, I think Scott was alluding to it. You know, as long as people's assessments aren't getting raised, generally they're quiet. You know, it's funny because people and board members complain all the time. You know, no one shows up to our meetings. Our meetings are empty. You know what I tell them? That's basically a compliment.
Right.
You know, that no one's showing up.
You know, when
people show up?
Yeah.
When assessments are getting passed and people got to start paying money. Yeah. And when people think the board is doing something wrong, then they show up.
Yeah, no, Eric, I just wanted to add quickly to that. I get a lot of calls, not just from associations, but from unit owners complaining about the board's doing this, the board's doing that. And, you know, this is not what a lot of people want to hear, but I usually ask them, is your place clean? Yes.
Right.
Is everything maintained?
Right.
Yes. What are your assessments? And they tell me, let's say it's like between $200 and $300, right, for like a small community. That's pretty average. If there is something going on, trust me, it's not worth your time to look into it.
Yeah, it's a minor thing. Right. Yeah. Well, in your case, this condo manager seems to have come up with a scheme that was really difficult to catch.
Yeah, this was a difficult scheme to catch. That's true, Karen. And, you know, the allegations are that she actually, you know, check this out, what she actually did. She opened a company with a name that is almost identical to the association's insurance carrier.
So she really had malice aforethought.
You think? So, you know, the association, they were used to paying their insurance carrier and cutting checks to a company with that name anyway. So she opens up a company and she just changes the name ever so slightly, you know, on the checks, and she puts these checks into her new company's bank account. And in the end, as you saw you know, on the news and as you alluded to on the radio, the association is claiming that there's now over $228,000
Wow.
Yeah. that's missing from the association's funds. You know,
yeah. I remember we were not a part of something, but we noticed that something very similar happened a few years ago during the foreclosure crisis. There was a fake foreclosure company, a mortgage company,
right.
that made one of the names of a normal bank plural. And people just kind of fell for it that way. But, $228,000, that's a decent chunk of change. And this association is pretty mad. So they're suing, and they're also going after the person criminally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and are they going to get that money back?
Are they going to get the money back? You know, in this particular case, it looks like this particular property manager owns a bunch of properties.
Okay.
So maybe we're going to, you know, wind up being able to go down that route.
Investor. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, non-homestead property you can certainly take. But in general, yeah, it's difficult to get it back from a defendant. But there is some insurance that covers the association on a crime policy. So let's hope that we're going to be able to recover on that end.
God.
And by the way, just if you remember, a couple of years ago, only condominiums were able or were required, I should say, to carry this crime policies just in case, you know, a board member or manager walks off with the association's funds. Jan Bergman from CCFJ and I were able 2 years ago to get the Florida legislature to pass a law for homeowners associations as well that now says you have to have insurance coverage that protects you against such theft, exactly what we're talking about, that covers
yeah.
everybody that has access to these funds, and you have to be insured for the most amount of money that is on hand.
That's great. So now you can steal from HOAs with, less scruples.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you must also be tired after dancing the night away last night at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, we had a really nice event again last night, and last night was the annual Dancing with the Stars event for the Pantry of Broward, and representatives from several local businesses compete against each other, just like the real Dancing with the Stars. And
except without the stars,
except
right?
without the stars, but
oh,
other than
no.
that, it's the same thing. But we raise a lot of money for the Pantry of Broward, which helps feed families in need in Broward County. And also for the pantry, last week was a really nice event that I really only recently learned about. Karen, you know, you being a member of the press, it would be great if the press can push this more.
Sure.
Once
absolutely.
A year.
Let
it's
me
called,
know.
Yeah, it's called National Stamp Out Hunger Day.
Nice.
So what's National Stamp Out Hunger Day? This really all happens with the help of the wonderful employees of the United States Post Office. On that day, again, last Saturday, people are supposed to leave out food by their mailboxes in the morning. And the mailmen or the mail women come by, they pick up all the food, they bring them to the post office that they work out of, and the volunteers are there waiting to accept the food, and they separate them, and they put them on trucks for distribution to various charities.
I just got it. Stamp out.
Stamp out.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yay.
And I got to tell you, I bought my family, and it was a really, really rewarding day. In our case, of course, we collected the food for the Pantry of Broward. So, again, really, thanks to all the U.S. Post Office employees who helped out, and to all the volunteers of the Pantry of Broward who literally helped load trucks of food for hungry families here in South Florida all day long Saturday in the burning heat. So, way to go, everybody.
Yeah, just let me know anything you've got going on the day before or whatever, and we'll get you on the air
yeah.
and talk about it.
I'm just surprised that day doesn't get more publicity even, you know, on the air, on TV as well. It's a nationwide event called National Stamp
yeah,
Out Hunger
well,
Day.
Yeah, well, you know, there was some horse race yesterday.
Right.
Which was a big deal. We're talking
about last week. That's true, but this was last week
that
anyway.
That was a big deal, that horse race.
And
that
we all know that horse races take priority over charitable organizations.
Well, let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. And when we get back, we'll talk about a brand new arbitration case and lots of other things involving condos and HOAs. Give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, We promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370, for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com. Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. You want to go to Gail in, well,
somewhere
Florida.
How are you, Gail?
Hi, I'm good, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we help?
I do appreciate all your help. To the association members.
Thank you.
Yes. I would appreciate if you could explain to me what is the difference between Florida Statute 716 and 720 as it relates to master association.
You said 716?
Yes. And 720.
What's 716, Scott?
Let me tell you. Can I explain why I'm asking the question?
Yeah.
My reason for asking is this. If there's a community with mixed, if there's a master or umbrella association with a mixed, a diverse,
yes.
You know, it's in other words, we have condo self-managed communities. We
right.
have HOA self-managed
I understand.
Communities.
I think, yeah, hold on. Let me slow
yes.
it down. Slow it down, Gail. I think what you're trying to ask me is not 716. You're trying to ask me about Florida Statute 617, maybe. That's the Florida not-for-profit corporation statute. That's my guess. So
You're correct.
So you want to know basically what the difference is between the two. Okay, generally, the not-for-profit statute, which is 617, it applies to master associations because your master association is a corporation. But if there's a more specific situation that is covered by 720, then 720 is meant to apply specifically for community associations, not condominiums, but generally other community associations. 720 was created because of the problem that exactly you're talking about. When you have all of these kind of different types of communities that are not condo communities, and their governing documents don't even really mention 720. The preamble of the 720 statute says we're going to take these types of communities with restrictions on them, and we're going to create Florida Statute 720. And 720 is going to govern these types of communities, again, that are not condos but do have these covenants that run with the land. They're generally meant as a catch-all for everything else.
So let me try to understand what you're saying. I thought a master association that fell under 720 would need to be a master association that only had various communities that might have been self-managed that are all 720s, that they're all homeowners associations, but they group themselves together, you know, they're grouped together in a large group, under an umbrella master, which would also be 720.
Here's what it boils down to. So 720 is designed to cover what is a homeowners association. That's generally what it's designed to do, cover homeowners associations. So what is a homeowner association? Okay, so and you look at the statute, it says it's a Florida corporation responsible for the operation of a community or a mobile home subdivision in which the voting membership is made up of parcel owners or their agents, or a combination thereof, in which membership is mandatory as a condition of parcel ownership, and which is authorized to impose assessments that, if unpaid, can become a lien on the parcel. So generally, that's what 720 covers, where you're forced to be part of this community that has these covenants that run with the land, and if you don't pay your assessments, you can get leaned. That's generally where 720 applies. And if your master association has the right to lien you for not paying assessments, then your master association falls under Chapter 720 as well. Okay? Hope I answered that call, Dale.
And if anybody wants to know what Florida Statute 716 is, it deals with escheats.
Escheats.
Yeah. I guess that's what, land going back to the government or something?
Yeah.
Because we don't have kings.
That's some of what the managers are that we're talking about, escheats.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about we go to Ron in Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, Mr. Glazier. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I miss you on Facebook. But, hey, a couple of questions. My neighbors behind me are cleaning up their messes from last week when I got in touch with the right people. And two people in my condo were moving in unscreened renters, and I get in trouble because I told on them, and now they're mad at me for telling on them.
So you have people that are unscreened. Do your documents require that renters get screened?
Yes.
And you ratted them out?
Yes. And now I'm called a snitch.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what you are. It's, you know, got to call it what it is. But the bottom line is, you know, your board should be doing their job and should be screening these renters if that's what the documents call for. So did you ask your board why they're not screening?
Well, I asked them, and they said they were working on the problem. And when they're not around, I call them. So they showed up, and thank God they showed up. They stopped them from getting any further with the situation.
Ron, it seems to me that you're the policeman of the community over there. I think we got to figure out a way to get you on the board.
Yeah,
you're devoting time, you're devoting energy, you're learning, you're listening to the show, you're attending classes. We got to get Ron on the board. Karen, we got to put it all over the news.
All right, Ron for president. Board member.
Right, exactly.
I told him you were my friend too. So.
Oh, now you got no chance. Hey, thanks for the call, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
How about we go to Bob in Pembroke Pines? How are you, Bob?
Hi. Pretty good. How are you? Good morning.
Okay. How can we help?
I just wanted to say on that thing of the where the property manager was accused of stealing the $220,000.
Right.
I look at that. I'm the treasurer of my board, and when I sign checks, when I get a batch of checks, it takes me 2 or 3 days sometimes to go through the checks.
Right.
I tear every check apart to look at it, to see what the bill is, everything. You know, I've stopped payments for as low as $5 when our manager tried to charge us for his business cards.
Really?
Not covered in the contract as far as I'm concerned, especially if he's doing it as a tax deduction at the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
You know, and things like that. And I would have to put part of the blame of that condominium on their board and their treasurer, too, for not going over the checks and allowing this property manager to have all that power.
And you may absolutely be right, certainly when it comes to, you know, to this type of money. Maybe someone should be looking a little closer. Needless to say, it doesn't...
You're still not supposed to steal.
Right. It still doesn't alleviate what the manager did. But, I can't disagree with you that when you're talking about sums of money that are this large, of course, before signing your name on a check for huge sums of money, you want to make sure exactly where it's going. But again,
any check you sign, you're responsible for.
Right, but I can see maybe letting your guard down for a check of $5, like you say, but not for a check that's in the tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, if every board had a guy like Bob on it, that seems to be pretty honest, we wouldn't have any, like, you know, any of these stories probably. Because you just need one person that just, you know, is looking all every month to see what's going on and notices if, you know, a few bucks here or there right. missing, because it's the aggregate even, that kind of baffles
yeah,
everybody.
I'd like, I tell you, you know, there's managers that certainly listen to the show. So I'd like a manager who potentially works for, you know, one of the larger management companies to call in, or you know, a decent-sized management company to call in and let me know if they think it's more or less likely to happen when you have a management company on board rather than a sole manager who's simply employed by the association. I think I can make the argument that it's much harder to steal from an association with a company at the helm as the management company rather than just a sole individual.
Another thing I disagree with on is our company is one of the major companies down here in South Florida, which I will honestly say I do not like them and I would like to get rid of them,
right.
but I can't because of our board, is the auto deductions from our checking account.
Right, uh-huh.
Anything that they do auto deduction on our account. And
rather than write a check? I agree with you. I hate that.
Then write a check.
Yeah, a matter of fact, I
for
just...
For me to get a dummy check in the paperwork sometimes is like a dentist pulling out a wisdom tooth that's grown 8 inches.
Honest to God. You know? Same association that we're talking about entered into a new contract recently with a new management company. And one of the things that were in the contract was auto deductions. And I suggested that they don't go with auto deductions. I suggested the same thing, that they actually see, but, you know, having a check drafted so that they can actually see what's coming out of their account rather than getting some auto deduction at the end of the month being shown on their bank statement. I agree with you 100% on that. But yeah, I'd like to know from the managers that are listening out there, more or less likely to get ripped off if you have a larger management company at the helm. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be right back after our bottom of the hour break.
If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trendsetting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours. All at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest steel coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and, of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED-accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full-service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best. Providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide, Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585.
All right, really quick, just time to tell everybody again about our upcoming major event. It's 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact.
Woo-hoo!
And remember, everybody, Florida law requires board members to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed. And one way to get certified is by taking our popular board certification course. We've now certified over 10,000 Floridians all over the state.
10,000?
10,000, believe it or not. So if time is running out for you to become certified, or if you simply want to come and learn something instead of signing that ridiculous affidavit, then on May 31st at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be back at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, and we're going to do our third annual live radio show and Day of Education, all in front of a live studio audience. Our board cert class is going to be taught. Classes are going to be taught by our sponsors. There's going to be breakfast. There's going to be lunch. And it's really going to be a great, fun day. So how about we just quickly go over some of the classes that are going to be taught as well. 7 o'clock, breakfast buffet and check-in begins. 8 o'clock, we're going to teach our popular board certification seminar, which over now 10,000 Floridians have now attended.
Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg will be teaching how to read a financial statement.
All right, Watch Your Wallet is going to be taught by Association Services of Florida.
Yeah, and just in time for hurricane season, preparedness will be taught by Best Roofing.
Disaster preparedness will be taught by ServiceMaster.
And the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation is going to teach a class called the Complaint Process, and they're always there with free educational materials for everybody.
Yeah, and if you want to learn about your reserves, saving your capital reserves is going to be taught by custom reserves.
And election and recall 101 will be taught by Affinity Management Services.
And then the big event, of course, at noon when the classes are over, we're going to do the Condo Craze radio show live in front of a studio audience. And when it's over at 1 o'clock, everybody relax and join us for lunch.
It's free, by the way. So how does everybody register?
All right, two ways, Karen. You can visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Scott, what's the better way to register?
The better way to register is if you just go on to the app, the Condo Craze and HOAs app that's for your Android or iOS device, and you just click on the tab that says register for our seminars, and you will get an email confirming your registration.
There is going to be hundreds and hundreds of people there. So I urge you, we may wind up, at some point, like we sometimes have to do, posting that it's sold out. So again, this week, I urge everybody, if you haven't registered yet and like to come, do it this week. All right, on that note, how about we go to Ann in Deerfield? How are you, Ann?
Hi, good afternoon. I was wondering, we have a new property management and at, a few days ago at a meeting, they said that the property manager went to the bank with one board member to open new accounts. I've never heard of such a thing, and I thought it's only board members that do that. And how many board members out of five need to have signature cards?
Okay. It depends really what kind of practice your board wants to have in place. So one issue is, do you want your manager signing checks for your association? Some management companies will tell you that they want to be on the checks because it makes life somewhat easier. As a matter of fact, some boards think it's a good idea to have your property manager on checks because there's less likelihood of two board members colluding and stealing association funds if there's a property manager that also has to sign checks. As you can see in the case we've been talking about, there was a property manager that was able to sign checks along with another member of the board, and that certainly sounds like there's some sort of checks and balances there, but perhaps the board member relied too much on the manager saying, sign here, and the board member didn't go far enough in checking to see that the manager was correct. So, I don't know what the answer is, and I'd certainly like to get some assistance out there from managers and whether or not they think it's a good idea for the property manager themselves to be able to sign checks. But associations do it differently. Some associations want their manager having the ability to sign, like I said, because it precludes two board members from colluding and stealing money from the association. And some boards think it's crazy to have your property manager sign checks. I don't know. What's your thoughts, Ann? And we lost
you.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. What do you have a preference, a personal preference?
Well, in a perfect world, I think you'd have two board members that should be signing every check, and there'd be no doubt that they have absolutely the association's best interests at heart, and no possibility of stealing. If everybody's being grown up and big boys and girls, then having two board members signing the checks would be perfectly fine. I worry about when a manager signs checks and exactly the situation that we've been talking about where especially when you have a manager who perhaps is not employed by a company that has internal procedures to prevent these things from happening. I think I'd rather see the board members on the checks.
Right.
And only
the
board members.
Is there any reason to have more than two board members? Like we have five. Do we need more than two?
No. As a matter of fact, you start running into practical problems when you require more than two signatures on a check because people go away, people go on vacation, people are out of town, and it becomes impossible to get those signatures that you need on the check, and it becomes paying your bills rather difficult. So I think two is fine. Again, but in a perfect world, everybody's doing things right, and two would be great. But as we know, things don't always work out that way.
I kind of have a different but similar question about board members signing contracts. Do you need more than one board member's signature on a contract?
Absolutely not. Generally, the president is the one under the bylaws of the association that is authorized to sign contracts on behalf of the community. And typically, the president is fine. And even if it's not the president, the signature of any board member on a contract is probably good enough to bind that association going forward.
Okay. I had one other question, because you were talking about payments, online payments, bill pay, whatever.
Yes.
And I've never done that before. And my daughter was looking into the bank taking care of it rather than the management company. And they would just pay it every month. And I'm not sure if they do it electronically.
You know what? I don't like it. it's funny. My office manager of my own firm hates having automatic debits from our firm's operating account. Why? Because you like to see exactly what's coming out of your account before it comes out and why there's a request for payment. If you don't get that when you start allowing the auto debits from your account, and then when you find out sometimes months later that things have been coming out for months, and now go get the money back. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Right. You know, it's almost impossible. So, you know, we're talking about a few checks a month on average that the typical association has to cut. So there's no reason why you can't spend the time, print out the checks, review the bills before they get paid, and then pay them, rather to have the bank just pay them blindly. Doesn't make sense.
Or the other way, the management company, they would like to handle it themselves and go into it. I don't like that idea
no.
at all.
There needs to be checks and balances. You know, it goes without saying. The manager should be making sure that the board members aren't walking away with money. The board members should be making sure the manager isn't walking away with money. And you should all be making sure that the bank is not walking away with your money. There's checks and balances all around, and the process works.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. And, of course, we're leaving out one other entity that has a role in this process, and that is your accountant, who, when they do their year-end financial statement, should also be catching these types of things. And unfortunately, believe it or not, sometimes they don't catch it. Why? Oftentimes, an audit is not required. Why? Because the association's budget does not exceed $500,000, so an audit is not required. So even the accountant sometimes doesn't catch the fraud. So especially when that's the case, that's all the more reason why you need more checks and more balances. All right, let's just take our final break of the hour, and we'll finally get to all the things that we had planned on talking about.
Yeah.
Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. to control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today. Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Deborah in Tampa? How are you, Deborah?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing today? Oh,
okay, how can we help? How can we help you, Deborah?
The question I have is, I know in 720, dealing with HOAs, it states that a person who is delinquent in any payment fee, fine, et cetera, for 90 days is not eligible for board membership. My question deals with, what if they're already on the board and they're past 90 days?
Well, they're deemed to have abandoned the office, creating a vacancy in the office. So they're off. They're gone. They're off the board.
However,
so is it okay?
However, if they're going to continue serving on the board and no one else is going to do anything about it, the only remedy for removing them would be filing some type of action.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean, unfortunately, that just because the statute is there that says they're deemed to have abandoned the office. Doesn't mean that the mm-hmm. boards actually come through and, you know, and follow that. That's the problem. So sometimes you actually have to get a court order, or in an HOA you can't even go to arbitration for it. You have to actually go to court. So
well, the main thing I was wondering is the board member did pay up, but the question of the board was, they said that, you know, the statute basically is dealing with before they're a board member, not when they are.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And I disagreed with them. Yeah, it has to do with also if they're on the board.
Right, correct, exactly.
Correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Is it like an automatic suspension, or
right.
can they go back on the board if they pay their dues?
It's an okay. They're deemed to have abandoned, and the vacancy can be filled by the board of directors. No, not having the ability to go back.
Well, unless they appoint them.
Unless they put them back without having filled the vacancy with somebody else.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Deborah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Deborah.
Well, last show we spoke about the fact that just because you're not at home, it doesn't mean that you have no responsibility to make sure that your home isn't suffering damage or causing damage to other units or the common elements.
Yeah, we even spoke about an arbitration case that made it pretty damn clear that you have an obligation to at least make sure someone else is periodically checking your unit when you're away.
I think you can say damn on the radio.
Yeah,
right?
No problem.
I'd rather not. though. Even though I did.
You made it emphatic.
Even if you don't, and your unit winds up suffering a leak, if you don't, you know, don't check things out, you can get sued personally. This is something for all those snowbirds that are about to, you know, go back to New York after the Memorial Day weekend. You really need to sit up and take notice of that. There's a leak in your unit. You don't take care of it, you know, and the water accumulates and causes damage to another unit. You can be sued personally.
That's right.
And another thing we spoke about.
Well, we spoke about the fact that board members who serve on a condo or HOA board are basically immune from any liability as long as they act in good faith and their actions are not designed to intentionally hurt anybody.
Yeah, that's the big exception. If you're up to really, really bad things, you're not immune. For example, if you steal money from the association, take a kickback for awarding a contract, or, I don't know, deliberately single out someone just to make their life miserable by enforcing, you know, arbitrary condominium rules against them, you're not off the hook for that.
Yeah, and you'd definitely be sued. And the other example we spoke about last week was acting with willful disregard for safety of others. This is really important. And I certainly tried to make a point that boards better not ignore dangerous conditions that exist on the property, because if they do, they can potentially face personal liability well.
Yeah, because we always have boards coming to us saying, well, we can't fix the stairs because we
right.
just don't have enough
oh,
money.
No.
Right.
And my response is, let me tell you who's not going to care that you didn't have enough money to fix the stairs. The person that falls down and breaks their neck.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the court. Because, you know, listen, in condos, when things are life safety hazards, you need to special assess the owners if you don't have the money in the coffers to pay for it.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
Even take out a loan. Loans are done all the time. So that's what we covered last week. But let's change course just a little bit in the few minutes we got left. Let's suppose that the board makes a decision that turns out to be really dumb. I hear every once in a while a board makes a dumb decision, right? And as a result
of we do have clients, don't we?
And as a result of a dumb decision, someone can even suffer damages. Now, let's say this board, they didn't make the decision in bad faith or with the intent to actually harm anybody, but in hindsight, actually, they just made a really bad, dumb decision. Can those board members now face individual liability? And that brings us to really another way that members of the board are actually protected even further, and it's called the Florida Business Judgment Rule. And let's talk about that Florida Business Judgment Rule. And we're talking about whether or not board members can get in trouble for decisions that are wrong but that are actually made in good faith. So we need to talk about a case that happened right in our neck of the woods, Scott. The case is called Hollywood Towers Condominium Association versus Hampton, and it was decided in 2010. And in that case, the board wanted to make balcony repairs, but it would require tearing up the floor inside an owner's unit. Now, that unit owner said, wait a minute, you don't have to come into my unit in order to make this repair to the building. That's not necessary. Each side came through with their own experts, the building saying they have to get into the unit, the unit owner saying, no, you don't have to go into my unit. And the trial court thought that the association didn't meet its burden of proving that it had to get into this owner's unit to make the fix. And they denied a request for an injunction, which would have allowed them to enter the unit, and the association then appealed.
Oh,
yeah, that's a pretty surprising result, considering trial courts are very rarely going to substitute their judgment for a valid decision made by the board of directors, regardless of how willy-nilly it was. So when this case went to appeal before the 4th DCA here in Palm Beach and Broward County, the court basically thought that the trial court was looking at this case upside down. They thought that the board did not have a heavy burden to prove in order to gain the access they need to get into the unit to do the work that they needed to do. The appellate court looked to a California case for help and held that, quote, where a duly constituted community association board, upon reasonable investigation, in good faith and with regard for the best interests of the community association and its members, exercises discretion within the scope of its authority under relevant statutes, covenants, and restrictions to select among means for discharging an obligation to maintain and repair a development's common areas. Courts should defer to the board's authority and presumed expertise. Now, that's a lot in there, but the court adopted a different test and held that courts must give deference to associations' decisions if that decision is within the scope of the association's legal authority and it's not arbitrary, capricious, or in bad faith.
Yeah, exactly. A lot said there, actually. But the fourth DCA, you know, held that, you know, there's no dispute that the association has the authority to repair the concrete on this unit owner's balcony, which is a common element under the declaration, and the association can repair and maintain the common elements as long as its decision to do so is reasonable.
Yeah. Right?
So they said the trial court, they misplaced their whole focus here when it denied the association's request for an injunction to get into that unit and tear up the floor.
Yeah.
Because you know there was a question as to whether or not the excavation and rebar was necessary.
Yeah.
But the court said you got to yield to what the condo
Absolutely.
Thinks.
Absolutely. Like an example of what would be unreasonable is they said, like, you know, let's say they just did all of this work and then a month later decided, we don't like the way it looks and tore it all up again.
Right.
That would be unreasonable.
Right. Right. Exactly. But here's what else the court did. The court said that in order to access this person's unit to perform the repairs, though, the condominium had to show that the access was still necessary. And they cited that statute that our listener certainly knows that says, you know, the association has that irrevocable right of access to each unit during reasonable hours when necessary for the maintenance, repair, or replacement of any common element.
You mean 718.111.5?
111.5, right? And we talk about this all the time when boards want to know whether or not they can enter a unit. And yes, you can when it's necessary for the maintenance, repair, or replacement of any common element or any portion of a unit to be maintained by the association pursuant to the deck
or
as necessary to prevent damage to the common elements or to units. So the appeals court looked at this and said, you know, this case, we're going to send it back to the trial court, and the trial court's going to have to determine whether the association had the authority to enter this person's unit to repair her balcony. And apparently they obviously did. And if so, whether it acted reasonably, that is, they did not arbitrary, not capricious, or in bad faith in choosing to perform the repair work from inside the unit. So the bottom line is, you know, the association here is going to be in great shape because as long as they have an expert come forward and say, yeah, we need to get in, it's pretty difficult to show that they're acting arbitrary, capricious, or in bad faith.
Yeah, so as long as it's not in bad faith.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. And I think that brings us to yet the end of another week. And next week we'll find out what our listeners think about board members being titled to all of this protection and how difficult it is for a board member to get sued and why it's a good thing for board members. Everybody have a great week, busy week in this family. I want to say congratulations to my daughter, Jamie,
Yay,
for graduating high school.
She did it.
Big week this week. Lots of parties planned, and everybody will talk to you again next week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Register for the seminar.